Planning Commissioner Derek Paulson brought an extensive report before council yesterday. It recommends spending $2 million annually out of the city's general fund for housing. $3 million is already set aside. Previous discussions focused on designating money from an insurance premium tax. Paulson says the funds to be set aside would go for construction financing.
We think we can build between 75 and possibly a little bit more. But again, a lot of that's going to be determined based on the types of people that bring forward applications for financing.
Paulson says rent vouchers are not viable until a steady stream of funds has been in place for several years. David Christensen, director of the Central Kentucky Housing and Homeless Initiative, worries not enough money will be targeted for lower rent housing.
You want to have a broadest array of folks that can benefit from it, including even home ownership, but the majority of the money ought to be going where the greatest need is.
Under the plan, rent for an efficiency apartment would be $469 a month, up to about $1,100 for a four-bedroom unit. Members of the Lexington Landlord Association are expressing concerns about the proposal. Ike Lawrence believes the strategy being considered could result in landlords going out of business and rental units in disrepair.
To us, this is a big bureaucracy that's about to be created, duplicated, and we think that they should slow the process down and look at our alternative suggestions.
Among those ideas are starting a code enforcement sweep of all rental housing every 5 to 10 years and initiating landlord and tenant licensing. Belinda Sneed, with Building a United Interfaith Lexington Through Direct Action, or BUILD, says the citizens-based group is still seeking a long-term designated funding source. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.